Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are 7 lines from the bottom of the words of the Motzei Yom Tov. So we mentioned the Motzei Yom Tov, that they went down to the Ezra's Nashim and they did a Tikkun Gadol. So we're going to ask, what was this great Tikkun? What major fixing? What thing did they do? So Gemara says, my Tikkun Gadol. What thing did they do that was so great? So Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Kosa Shishanir. Belazar says, it's what we say, what we learn in the following Mishnah. That what? Chalaka Isa Berlishoina. That the Ezra's Nashim was originally smooth. Vekifua Gistraya. Then they rounded it and they put a balcony there. They projected walls there, and they had a balcony for the woman to stand to be on. They put that the woman should be on the top and the men should be below, so they shouldn't be together mingling in the middle of the Simchas Beis Shu'eva, and that was the great benefit. And the Gemara continues with a similar price. Originally, the women were be inside the woman's Ezra's Nashim, and the men would be outside. So the Gemara says, they would become frivolous, right? They would have a lightheadedness, and men and women would be together. It wasn't right. Therefore, they instituted that women should be sit outside and the men on the inside. But they would still be leading to lightheadedness with the men and the women because the Chronim point out. Actually, Rishonim B'skei Reed points out that they would still gaze at each other, wink at each other, they would do for things like that. So that's why it was still leading to kalas rosh, to lightheadedness. And then they put the women below and the men above. This is the source that you're supposed to have a separation between men and women, especially in the context of davening, that this is the source for mechitza. This is the source in the Gemara and Shas for mechitza. It's this Gemara over here, this Tikkun Gadol that they made by the Simchas Beis Shu'eva, and it's a very big thing. It's a person in general, they should be separated, especially during davening. It's something that the Gemara is very much encouraging. Hechi Abed Hachi, so how do they do this? We haksi it, but isn't it written, Akol B'chsav Miyad Hashem Alay Haskil? But wait a second, when it talks about that Shlomo Melech was building the Beis HaMikdash, it says everything was in writing from the hand of Hashem, and he gave it to me. This is implying in Divrei Yamim, and implying Rashi points out that similarly that David HaMelech was given by the Nevi and by God and Nasan, they were giving the exact dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. How are they allowed to add this balcony in the Ezra's Nashim? So where says Amar Rav said to answer this, Krash Kuvadarosh. They found a pasuk and they were able to be Dorish it. That seems to show that you're allowed to do this against a safeguard, against Arayos, and against lightheadedness of the Kalos Rosh. How is that? What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, V'safda Ares Mishpachos V'shol Levad Mishpachos V'zdavid Levad Hashem Levad. This pasuk gets a reference in pasuk of Zechariah. It's talking about it's a nevuah. It's the message, the nevuah of the time of Gog and Magog, and there's going to be a mourning of the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. We know there's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in that war. From that time afterwards, the men and the women who are going to be mourning him are going to be separated. So the Gemara says that again, Mishpachos levad levad beis David levad and Hashem levad. The women were one place, their wives were one place, and the men were another. So when they're eulogizing Mashiach ben Yosef, that's a shaila in our Masorah. I think based on the Zohar, we have that maybe that Mashiach ben Yosef is not going to be killed with Zeh, but we don't know. Rambam always said the rule is about Mashiach that we don't know, that we don't know anything about Mashiach. Rambam says like the Mashiach, it says Ahinu kechol meim, that we're going to be so happy. It was like we're dreaming, and as Azimela sechol pino, things are going to be so fun. As Rambam suggested, I don't know if he actually meant this, that a person like Tchias Amesim, he had a grandmother who Nebuch died young, so she died at whatever 45. So then this person was the granddaughter, let's say, and she lived till 85. So they're both going to come back. She's going to be 45. She's going to be 85. They're going to be looking at each other. What's going on here? You're my grandmother. How are you younger than me? And so that's the Amalas HaChupino. They're laughing. The rule is we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen to me in this Chias HaMesim. Amru, either way. So going back again, the pasuk is telling us that the men and the women are separated for this eulogy in the time of Yemos Mashiach. In the times of Mashiach in the future, they're dealing with this eulogy. Usually, when it comes to a hesped, the Gemara is going to mention that also in the Yemos Mashiach they're not going to have the Yetzer Hara. So both of them in the Yetzer Hara. Also, you're discussing a hesped over here. Generally, when it's time of mourning, is a person not inclined to be lightheaded with women. So still the Torah said, Anashim Levad, Anashim Levad. The Psukim in Zechariah are telling us that women are going to be separate from men. Achshav Zos Gomei Simchas, so too, Kal V'Chomer. When one is rejoicing, which naturally leads to lightheadedness, V'Yetzer Hara Sholeit Bahem, and the evil inclination has been more strong than Alachas Kamam V'Kamam, certainly that would be mita takara, and therefore we found psukim to tell us that even though, still the end of the day, it was not mamish in the psukim, but it's similar to having them in the psukim, and it can't be considered as something that was removed from the plan of David. It must be that David had this kavod as well, based on the nevuah of Zechariah, that clearly that we should know that there should be a separation between man and woman. David and Melech would have been part of the nevuah ke'ilu. That's what the Gemara is answering now. And again, this is a source for the mechitza, for the mechitza in the shul. Now the Gemara says, Haspeda maya vidal say. So what's the nature? The Gemara now says, what's it going back to this eulogy? What's this nature in the eulogy? Rabbi Dosa, we just mentioned. One says it's going to be this, is going to be on the Mashiach ben Yosef who was killed in the battle. And the other one says, no, this is talking about, this not talking about your Mashiach of ben Yosef. Rather, this is the Yetzahara that's been killed. It's going to be eradicated. There's no more Yetzirah. So Gemara says, "Bishlam leman damar Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag." Now I understand the one who says it's about Mashiach ben Yosef. Hayna dechsev ebitu elai as a shared dakar v'safta la kimispad al yachid. That the mourning is going to be so bitter as it's written in the pasuk. They're going to look towards me. The ones that they have stabbed, they will mourn over them, and they're going to mourn over like someone mourns over an only child. So the death of Hashem's Mashiach is certainly a cause for the person to be very sad and be very in a state of great mourning. However, Elamanda Amral Yitzhara Shinerah Haispeda by the Mavid, Simcha by the Mavid. Am I Balkh the Mercer? What do you mean? The Yitzhara is gone, that's amazing. Baruch Hashem, the Yitzhara is gone. So what are we worried about? So the Gemara says, no. Kiddarish Rabbi Huda, as Rabbi Huda says, that La'asid Lava Mevia Kalash Baruch Yitzhara Shokhtun Esadik of Neasharim. Hashem is going to take the Yitzhara, he's going to shecht it. He's going to shecht it in front of the presence of the Rishayim and the Tzadikim. Tzadikim din malahem kikar gavoah. According to the Tzadikim, it's going to look like this massive mountain. You can't, it's so mad, like Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. Rasham din malahem kikuta sa'arwa. The wicked are going to look at it like a tiny little amount of hair that could be removed from a person's body, could easily be removed. So that's obviously the idea is that the Tzadikim, who are constantly working on themselves and working to overcome the Yetzer Hara, it goes back, it's strong and strong. They're going to see the greater their Yetzer Hara. So it was mamish like they were kovish harim. However, halala bochem, halala bochem, both are crying though. Tzadikim bochem, b'mehayach yicholin ha'bosh harkavah, because the righteous are going to cry, say, how are you able to come such an amazing thing? And they were going to cry. That's a shiloh over here. That's what's also Rav Bluth asked in the same phrase. Says, what's going on over here? Why are they sad about the fact that what they had just accomplished? So Rav Bluth explains. Chora Marasha says the same exact thing. He says that the tzar that they got to such a madriga and they're zocha to that tzar that working hard and the amelis akilu amelis like the working hard to be able to overcome the tzar, the scar that they got. So therefore, that's what they're crying over. The ability to continuously work on themselves. As opposed to Rishayim, though, they're crying, saying, wow, this is terrible. How come we couldn't overcome this little hair that we could have removed? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also going to be a wonderment on them. Hashem said, to me, those wondrous days, Hashem is going to be wondrous in my eyes. Hashem is going to be mispala on these people, able to kovesh with regard to the tzaddikim. That's how Rashi and Zechariah explain the tzaddikim. Hashem is going to mispala. Some explain, no, maybe some sofer explains that maybe it's going on the Rishayim. Hashem is mispala on the Rishayim. How come they couldn't be able to overcome it? Either way, Hashem is going to mispala on somebody there. The Gemara continues in verse Amar, Be'asir says, Yetzer Hara, regarding to the Yetzer Hara, the inclination, initially it looks like a little spider thread. However, looks like a big rope. Person is tempted to commit a sin. It's not difficult to resist it. However, once it becomes accustomed to sinning, then it's going to be very hard. It's going to be like this rope that's not easily being able to be broken. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Hoy moshe alvan mechel yashav chavos agala chata." So the pasuk in Yeshayahu tells us that woe is to those who take sins with cords of nothing less than sins of a rope. So we see over here that the begins of cords of nothingness, like the spider web, and ultimately it turns into very strong, tight ropes. That's the way the Yetzer Hara works. And just to mention, when we talk about tshuva, the famous mashal from the Baal HaTanya about a rope, is a very beautiful mashal he says about tshuva, is that when you have a rope and you tie it and you cut it on both ends, so then the rope is broken and severed. However, when you tie it back together, the bottom of the rope is now closer to the top. And that's the nimshal, is that when we're at Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we sin, we've cut ourselves off, removed ourselves from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when you do tshuva, you tie that rope even stronger. That rope is a stronger knot, A, and B, it's closer to the top. So when a person is a Baal Tshuva, in Bakum, Baal Tshuva Yechol Amad, they're so strong, they're so high, a Baal Tshuva is a very big thing. Tanur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught in the Braisa, Mashiach ben David Chassid, Likalas, Bimira, Minah, Amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, We ask Hashem, that Rabbi Sheikh ben Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, tell me one thing, I'm going to give it to you, like one wish. I'm going to proclaim something, I'm going to describe it as remembrance, and I forgot you in this day and give nations over as inheritance. So came from Mashiach ben Yosef Shinera. Once the Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, Omar Lefanav, the Mashiach went to the Mashiach of David. He's going to say to him, Moshe Olam, Ini Amalakash Mechayel Lechayim. All I want is life. Omar Lo, Chayim, Ad Shalom Amarta, before you said it, Kfar Yisna Be'alecha, David Avicha, David Amalach gave you that Tefillah Shnemar Chayim Imach Ashacham Nesata Lo. That the Mashiach is going to ask for life. If you're going to be granted it, this Mashiach ben David is going to be granted the long life. Okay, it's a very fascinating thing, obviously much deeper than the surface, but we got a light doing. Mazadara shall be Avi, Tim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shiva, Shiva, Yishal Yitzhar. There's seven names of the Yitzhar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Koro Ra. First is bad. It's the Pasuk Shesh Nemar, Ki Yitzhar, Lev, Adam, Ra, Minu, Urav. At the very beginning, Psukim, in Bereishis tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is that creates the Yitzhar Hara is Ra, Minu, Urav. A person is bad from his early days. Moshe, Karu Aral. Moshe calls it an Aral. Someone is uncircumcised. Shemar Maltim Asarlas Lavachim. The Rambam is Rambam also that you're going to circumcise your foreskin of your heart. We have a foreskin in our heart. That's the Yitzhar Hara. Remove the Yitzhar Hara from our hearts. And the Gemara continues. David Karu Tamek. David calls it impure. And Shemar Leiv Tar Barali Elokim. You should give me a pure heart. So what does it imply? Mechal De Ika Tamek. It sounds like there's a heart that's not pure, and that's the Yitzhar Hara. Shlomo Karu Sona. Shlomo called it an enemy. Shemar Im Raav. Hachel Lecha. The Pasuk Mishnah says if you're Raav Sonecha Lechel Lechem. If you're Sona, your enemy is hungry, starving, give him food. If you do that, you give him water to drink, he'll be on coals in his head, Hashem is going to give you a great reward. So the Gemara's understanding the Pasuk Lechor as follows, that if Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, that's like our enemy, and so it's hungry, and it wants to do a sin, give him Lechem, which the Gemara is assuming not bread, but rather, if you learn Torah, if you give him Torah, then you're able to give him water. Words of the Torah is compared to water. If you have that Torah, then you're going to be able to overcome it. Al tikrei v'shalomach. Don't say that Hashem is going to reward you. Ali yishal menulach. He's going to that the Yitzhar itself is going to pacify you. Yishal menulach. Yishal menulach. Through the influence of Torah, that Yitzhar Hara is going to no longer try to keep attacking you. The Gemara says, right? The Gemara told the Gemara tells us. The Torah is an anecdote to the Yetzer Hara. The Moshe Yisrael emphasizes, says, there is one way that the Chazal tell us. They know. There's one way and one way only, through the Torah, to accomplish beating the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara continues, Yishaya Kor Michshol. Yishaya says, it's a stumbling block. Shnemar Sulusa, Bara Derech Harim, Michshol Miderech Hami. Clear the road, remove everything, the stumbling blocks for my people, the stumbling blocks of Yetzer Hara. Cheskel Kor Evan. Cheskel calls it a stone. I'm going to remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I give you a heart of stone, and move it to a heart of flesh of leiv basar, of a human. It's also a person's heart. You know, the metaphors of a heart of stone is meant to emphasize that a person's analytic nature makes him, he doesn't care about the spirituality. Now we have to remove that heart, remove that stone, and the stone in us. Yoel Karo Tziponi. Yoel calls it the hidden one, Shemar Vesa Tziponi, Achik Malechem. I will distance the hidden one from you. Now the Gemara continues about the Yitzhar. Turn around and Vesa Tziponi, Archik Malechem. The Pasuk says, I'm going to remove the hidden one from you. Zeh Yitzhar, Shetavim, Be'on, Libo Shel Adam. This is the evil condition which is hidden in a man's heart. Vehadachti, Vezal Eretz, Tzia Ushmama. I'm going to banish him to an area that's desolate. The Malcolm Shembinai Adam and Suyam is Garzban to a place where there's no people for him to incite him. As Panav Elayam Hakidmaini, his face is the verses. See, Shanathan Elam Mikdash Rishon Verachivu. Because for the evil, the Yetzer Hara, I looked at the base of Mikdash, the first base of Mikdash, destroyed it. And then what else happened? Varak Tamid Chachamim Shabbai, and he killed the Tamid Chachamim with their Besofa Elayam Acharon, and he went into the sea. Shanathan Elam Mikdash Shani Verachivu, then he went into the sea. That's a reference to the same base of Mikdash destroyed. Varak Tamid Chachamim Shabbai, and Tamid Chachamim, Torah scholars were there, were killed. V'ala Berosha V'tal Tzachan Tchano, his bad smell. What was this bad smell? It's going to rise up. Shemaniach Umos Olam is Garbas Nimshal Yisrael. This bad smell is a reference to the fact that he's leaving the nations of the world and he's inciting them against the enemies of Yisrael, which is Lashon Sagi Nora. Obviously, it's a euphemism. It's not referencing to the nations of who hate Yisrael, but actually to Chas Hashem, the Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are going to be sinning. And Mark continues, Kihig deal, La'asos, he's done something greatly. What has he done greatly? Rabbi, Tamil Chachamim Yosem Mekulam. Abai says that Tamil Chachamim have a stronger return than everybody else. Kihad Abai, Shamel, who Garva, the Kamala, hey, I just enacted Nizel Beorcha. Abai saw a young boy, said, young bro, let's go together, let's go to walk together. So Amar is going to go home, whatever they were walking. Izil, Freshim, Yisura. Abai said, I'm going to follow him, and if he starts to do something that's an Avera, then I'm going to stop him from doing an Avera. Azal Basrayo, Tosa, Parse, Ba'agma, he followed him three Parsa is an agma in the open fields. Kiavu parshe bahadade, when they took leave of each other, the man and the woman, and then they didn't do anything, the young guy and the young girl. Shamino de ka'amre, he heard them talking to each other. Orchin rechika, our ways are apart, between we have to, meaning we're no longer vitafchin b'simaya. And it says that we wanted to continue, but we can't. So they split apart. They meaning that one went to the right, one to the left. They walked as far as they can. They went very far. Three parsos went very far. But at that point, they had to go on their each one down their way. So Abai looked at this. And Abai was shocked. He says, "Imanu son of Lehava. If it was me, if I had this yetzer hara and I was working with the girl, then what would have happened to me? Lavi matzlik minashe. I would have been able to restrain myself. I would have sinned." Also, tall nashi bura derasha mitzara. He became very, he went to the next to the door and he became very mitzari. He became very saddened by this. He's like, look at my, I'm like a loser. This guy who's not even on top of Chacha, or maybe he was, but whatever, not on my level. And he wouldn't have sinned, and yet I would have sinned. Asu Sava Tanale, we have a Masar a lot of times, who Sava, and to also quote this, that it's referring to Eliyahu Ravi. He also maybe in a lot of times it's problematic because the Husava did something wrong sometimes, whatever. But to hear this or another work nicely, if it's an Eliyahu Ravi telling this big yisod, kol agadol mecherva yitzur galdo amino. Whoever is greater than his friend, he's going to have a greater yitzur hara. That as a person continuously overcomes the different taivas, then he's going to have even more taivas, even more taivas, and more taivas, chas v'shalom. And that's where the Rambam writes that this may be only be for things that are with regards to arayas, but for things that in general a person just refrain from, like in general inherently a person doesn't want to kill or stealing. Also, those things are rational. Things that are rational, we don't necessarily say that halacha. But when it comes to things like arayas, then we would say that a person who's greater would have a greater yetzer hara with these inyanim. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, yetzer shel adam is gabra la b'chol yom. Person's yetzer hara, even inclination, is growing with him every single day. And Amar, the pasuk says, rak, turning on to the next one now, rak kol hayom, that it's evil the entire day. Kol yetzer hara kol hayom, the notion of kol hayom is all hours of the day, is continuously battling against a person. Amar Shimon Lakish tells us, yetzer shel adam is gabra la b'chol yom vakish l'misa. Every day, where it wants to overpower him and kill him. Shemar Tzofer Rosh Tzadik Vakish L'Misa. It says the wicked one watches the tzaddik and he wants to kill him. The Malachos Baruch Hu Sha'odu Lo Eino Yochalai. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu would not be there to help him, he'd be unable to withstand it. Shemar Hashem Le Yasvinu Yadav Le Yashinu Bishaftoi. So because Hakadosh Baruch Hu not leading by his hand, he would not condemn him in his judgment. It's implying that it wouldn't be for Hashem to help. He would not be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel says now also when it comes to im. If the Yetzer Hara in Paga Manuva Zed, it's a terrible thing. He's a disgusting thing. The Yetzer Hara is coming to you. Mashchel Beis Hamidrash, coming to Beis Hamidrash. It's obviously the best place he wants in there. Im Evanu Nimoach, if he's like a stone, he's going to dissolve. Im Barzel Mizbotzes, if he's like an iron, he is going to shatter. And Rashi points out that it means that over here, it's going to the ocean of the shattering over here is going to cause the iron to buckle and blaze into a shower into sparks. The Torah is able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So that the fire of the Torah is going to destroy it. Amr Shmuel ben Rechmanim Yonasan, Yetzer Hara Mesiyas L'Adam Be'olam Hazeh. The Yetzer Hara incites a man in sin in this world, Me'ilo Lav L'Olam Haba, and it bears witness against him in the world to come. Shnemer Mefanek Menor Avda V'Achriso Yeh Manon. Someone who is close with his Eved from his youth, and he should be a ruler at his last. Shaken Ba'atbach Rebbe Chia Kornel Asta Manon. Why is this Lashon over here? This is very complicated. Rashi mentions over here that we have Atbash. We know a certain mnemonics of the way the Hebrew language. We're able to learn certain things from like Aleph is connected to Saf and Bez connected to Shin, etc. So his mnemonic of Chia, a different mnemonic, that the letters of numerical vowels that are up to 10, 100, or 500 are allowed to substitute each other. Anything else, 10 is going to substitute each other. So if you have, like, let's say, Aleph and a Tav, which are eating, each other going to add up to 10, they can be a substitute for each other. Bez and Ches are going to add up to each other, 8 to 10. And Gimel and Zayin are going to add up to 10. And so that's et cetera, et cetera. That's how it works. Everything adds up to 10. So what about Hey and Nun? They can't join with any other letter but themselves in order to add up to either a 10 or a mnemonic of 10 or 100. So they are able to form a pair and substitute for each other. So Rabbi Chia is learning out the At Bach over here is Lashon of At Bach or Rabbi Chia. So then if you have the Lashon of Manon from the Pasuk, Manon, if you use the At Bach over here, so then that would come to the word of Sahada. Sahada is a witness, as Rashi points out. So this is telling us that a person, the Yitzhar, is going to bear witness that you're able to succumb to sin, and you'll be able to, you also have the ability to overcome it. That's what Lashon over here is talking about. Now the Gemara continues, Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked a contradiction, and two psukim, Ksiv, Ki Rav Zanim, the Pasuk says, that a person in a spirit is doing, of being with a Zayna, So it wanted me to be a Zazona, and that's not, obviously not a good thing. And so yet, except Bikir Bam. So it sounds like over here, but again, the Ruach Hazunim, he's Ed, misled the Jewish people. It sounds like it's something that's outside, it's external. However, Ksiv Bikir Bam, it's in their midst, it's inside of you. So the Gemara says, which is it? Bishchila Hisam. The Megillah misled him that it's external. The Yitzhahara of the Sof Bikir Bam Mamash comes inside of you and becomes part and parcel of the person. Very scary. The Yitzhahara has the ability to do that. Amar Ava, Bishchila Karu Helech. At the beginning, the Pasuk calls it someone who's wandering. Of a Sof Karu Orech, then it calls it a guest. Of a Sof Karu Ish, not only that, it becomes a person. This is scary. It's even when Hashem points out the Baal Bais, his mom is the guy in the house. He's the master of the house. Shneimar ve'yavolach isha asher ve'yachmol kachah b'tzona ve'karol la'asos le'oreach. In the beginning, the person was walking, wandering to the rich man, was wanted to take him from his sheep or cattle. The gas uchsev, and the pasuk also says ve'yikaches kivsas isha rosh ve'yasel le'isha ba alav. The pasuk also says that he took to the poor and he took his kivsa and he took it to the person's head and he came to the person who had come to him. The pasuk is talking about the Nasan, who was giving Musar to King for David HaMelech, for his sin for Bathsheba. He's taking the wife of Uriah Hiti, comparing it to a rich man who was offering his own sheep or cattle to the visiting guest. Instead, he took the only sheep of the poor man. So too, David HaMelech took so many wives, a lot of 18 wives, yet he had to take the one wife of Uriah Hiti. So this is the lesson that Gemara is learning out, that is the drasha based on the Yitzhar. I'm going to be open and says, Ever katan yitzhu the adam, have a small organ in the male organ, mar ivo saveh, if a person leaves it hungry, is going to be satiated. It must be alright. However, if you try to satiate it, it's always going to remain hungry. My focus over here, what exactly is Rashi understands that it means someone who's overindulging in relations with even with his wife, Lachora, if he overdoes it too much, then he's going to be old, in his old age, he's going to become very weak. The Tosfos learn differently. The Tosfos just win. Rashi learns like this also. I think Rashi learns over there differently. Rashi and Tosfos over there learn that someone who's overindulgent in this and yanim in general is going to just be more, desire more and more and more. He's never going to feel satisfied. The more he tries to get into these and yanim, the more he tries to overindulge himself in these and yanim, the more he's going to feel the need to try to fill that evil inclination even more. Now the Gemara continues. Amar of Chana Bar Acha, Amar Bar Rav, they said in the base Medrash, Arba Mischar Talam, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shebaram. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, regrets it. There's no such thing as a regret by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's das is something that's pure. They never had, we can't even have a saga of what that means. But we don't have, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't regret anything, he's God. So it means over here, it's ki'ilu like he regrets it. Ve'ilu and Galus, Kastam, Yishmelim, Yitzhar. These four things, ki'ilu, he regrets having created them. The Kastam, a group of people, the Yishmaelim, obviously, and the Yishmaelim, and also the Yitzhar. So the Gemara says, how do I know which one? The Gemara says Galus, and the first one it was Galus, the first going into exile. How do I know that? What are you doing here? My nation was taken for no reason. For no reason. So Kosh Baruch Hu is Kilo saying he doesn't want this to happen. Kastim, the people of Kastim, the Siv Henar's Kastim say I'm Lohaya. The people that are not, they shouldn't be here. The Bira, they've never been here. The Ishmaelim, the Pasuk says that they're like tents of robbers, they stole, and they provoke Hashem, they get him angry, and it's brought to his own hand over here, and Hashem is bringing them into existence, he's upset, so to speak, it should anger him, it's angering Hashem that he created the Ishmaelim. And now the Gemara continues, it says on that day, Hashem, that which I've done, it caused evil, it caused to be evil. Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Yamalai Shalosh because of Lalim Spoter Aglam Shil Sneim Shil Yisrael. We're not for these three psukim. The feet of Klal Yisrael, the feet of the Klal Yisrael itself would fall, meaning we wouldn't be able to stand on anything. Chadach Siv Asher Yosi, the Pasuk says, that which I caused evil. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who puts the evil in us. For Chadach Siv, Hine Kachomer Biyad Yotzer Ken Atem. You're like a clay in my body. We sing this actually coming up. It's a very beautiful tefillah that we say a piyut on Leil Yom Kippur. Hine Kachomer Biyad Yotzer. That's what we would compare this Pasuk. In Yirmiyahu, we compare it to us, to Kadosh Baruch Hu V'idach. I'm going to remove the heart of stone. Your heart of stone is like, Hashem gave us this heart of stone. It's our excuse, ki'ilu, for sinning. Obviously, we have free will, and Hashem gave us these things, but we have to overcome them, but it's ki'ilu, an excuse not to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Papa Amar Af Mehai Nami, the Pasuk of Ezruchi Atem Bekir Bechem, I'm going to put my spirit within you. And it implies that before we didn't have that spirit necessarily with us. So that's what's going out. Well, coming out for you. The Mark of Yerni Hashem, Arba Charishim, Hashem showed me four different types of craftsmen over here. Four different charishim. So the pasuk says, "Ma niu arba charishim." Which are these four craftsmen? Who are these four people? Achanav Bizner, Rav Shimon ben Chasida, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Chayin v'Tzedek. These people are very special people. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Navi, and Cohen Tzedek. Who is this Cohen Tzedek? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. They're the craftsmen because they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu is going to bring the Mashiach as well. He's going to be Mivasar us. All right, wait, we asked for Eliyahu now to come and Mivasar us about the Mashiach. And the Kohen Tzedek, Lechora, is a reference to, Zashayla, but Lechora is a reference, Rashi quotes, it's maybe referring to Shem ben Noach. He is called the Kohen Tzedek because he is the one who is Kohen Lekel Elyon, when the whole story of Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek, we know Melech Shamim, who is the Kohen Elyon, and he came to Avram, and he was Mevarach Avram Avinu. And we're finding this craftsman, Hashem, who helped also helped them build the Teva, and he's a refiner of Avram, and that's referring to over here, that he's this craftsman, and he's very special. And the word continues, Mesi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had a question on this Ihachi. That's the case. So how are you going to explain Ihachi? How are you going to explain the pasuk which says, Vayomer Lemar Ela Karnas Asher Zoros Yehuda? These are the horns that dispersed Yehuda. Rav Sheshes understand that these are reference to the craftsmen, Hane Lashuva Asu. But these bigger, these four craftsmen, they're going to restore the Jews to their land, not remove them. And it sounded like they're removing them in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so he answered him, Shvila Seifa Dekra. Go to the end of the pasuk, which says, Vayavo Ela Hachar Doysam Leodos, Zakrotos Agoyim and Asharim Karen Az Yurzula Zrosa. They're going to terrify them, and throw down the horns of the nations and the horns of the land of Yehuda. He's going to remove them all around. From here, we can have the conclusion that these craftsmen are not exactly similar to the Kronos that are moving the Klal Yisrael. Rather, these Kronos, these horns, are representing the world, the Dalet Karfos Aretz, the four corners of the world, and they're going to come, and the craftsmen are going to restore them to their land. Amar Lei, so Rav Hirsch says to Rav Chana, Bahade Chana Bagdav Salamali. Why do I dispute with Chana and Agadata? Your mamish are holding an Agadata. It's like you're trying to come to a big expert, like going to a doctor and arguing in medicine. What are you doing? So here also, your Agadata is your expertise, and I shouldn't argue with you. So the Gemara continues, Vayav says, Shalom Ashur, Ki Avo Baratzinu Vechiyadun, Memorosev, Vekimun Alav, Shiva Rav Meshmona Nische Adam. So the Gemara, the pasuk first says, it translates Buzzuk, it says that the Syria is going to come into our land, it's going to come in our palaces, they're going to set up shepherds, and going to have eight princes against them. So what is this going on over here? Micha, Maninu Shiva Roim, who are these seven shepherds? David Behem, to David in the middle. Adam Shez Meshashelach, Mimino. Adam Shez Meshashelach, these are tremendous tzaddikim before the man of the flood. Adam and Shez, right? They were tzaddikim. And Enosh, we know, that was the one we delayed 7 days of the Mabul was delayed. The 7 days of the Mabul was delayed for the Shiva of Meshashelach. Avram Yaakov Moshe Besmola and Avram Yaakov and Moshe Besmola. Whereas Yitzchak the Tashad Levi, the Achronim, brother, about it. My name is Shmona Nisichei Adam. Who are these eight princes? Yishai, Vishal, Shmuel, Amos, Tzavanah, Sikdeo, Mashiach, Ve'eliyahu. Yishai, Shaul, Shlomo, Amos, Tzavanah, and Tzidkiah. Tzidkiah is a little bit problematic. Tzidkiah was not good. He ended up doing tshuva at the very end. Maybe the Israelites of Tzidkiah. Some have the gears of Chizkiyahu. And Mashiach and Eliyahu Navi, that these are Rashi explaining why Dafka these. Rashi doesn't really know so much why Dafka these. Either way, and that's what these people are going to come and be these seven shepherds. Arba Sulamas, going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah told us there are four ladders for each person. And where's the Tana? Gavoa Shal Menorah Chamishim Amos, 50 Amos. Yerushalmi says even 100 Amos, but it's really tall high. 50 Amos is still like 75, 80 feet. So the Gemara says, V'arba Yaladim Shal Pircha Kehuna V'dem Kadesh Shemen Shal Mea V'eshim Log. The Kohanim had, the pitcher's going to need 120 Log. That's going to be Shailov. You mentioned Ibailu, Mea V'eshim Log. Each one have 120 Log in each one. Or Dilma Kochad, each one had 30. There's four of them, they each have 30. So the Gemara says, So which is it? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Vidim, Kadisham, Shoshim, Shoshim, no, each one at 30, Shehem, Kula, Mea, Ve'etzim. And it was really, that's what we were bothered by the Mishnah. We mentioned yesterday's daf, that Ve'etzim, really, it was something that was really, 120 is supposed to be a remez, because really we know that each of 30, why didn't you just say each of 30 explicitly to give us a remez? There's something specific about the Indian of 130, either to do tshuva, that's the years of Moshe, something that we should be learning from the years of daf of the 120 over here. Now the Gemara continues, Tana, we learn a brisa. Vehein Meshubachet Yosef Menashel Marta Babaitus, that these the be able to climb so high, that was more praiseworthy to than more than the son of Marta Babaitus. Marta's son was a Kohen, and over here Marta Babaitus was a special person. As we say, Amral Bana Marta Babaitus, I am not al stay Yericho Shel Shara Gadol. They take the two thighs of the large ox Shelakoch Ba'elav Zuz, which is bought for a thousand Zuz, to give you a hint of how big this ox was and how heavy it was. Mahalech Ekevitz of Gudal, he would walk heel to toe to the ramp, to the Mizbeach, to the Kevesh. We didn't want him to do so. They wanted him to walk together with a lot of people. They have a lot of people together. The Kohanim didn't think that this was the best. However, So we see from here that he was walking like that. So over here, Bluth asks, what exactly was so special? So he said he's such chavivas for the mitzvah. He wasn't chasar from being gaivadig and showing everybody. He said chavivas mitzvah, he wanted to do it slowly. Even though it was so incredibly heavy, it didn't bother him. As mamash, he couldn't feel it because he was such a chavivas, such a love for the mitzvah. Whereas my mishubachim, what was from ilim and mishum yokra, I would say the weight of the oil to carry, harnik yokra tvei, the ox ties are heavier. Elahasim kevash muruba below zakif. There, the ox ties, the ramp was fourfold the slope, and still it was not steep enough to climb. Hafle soba zakif tuva, but here in the case of the candelabra to climb up, those were very, very steep, and that's the chiddush over here, that they were there, and they're very steep. Okay, we'll pick up below, yeah, chatzir bishlaim, bez Hashem, in tomorrow's. We'll get to the next one. The woman could even sort the grain of her light, the light of the grain is very dakasik. You have to know how light it was. It's telling you how light it was, giving you how strong it was based on the Simchas Beis Shoeva, that she could even sort her grain by the light of the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Okay, Be'er Shem, we'll pick up in tomorrow's daf. Chassidim, Anshei Maaseh, Be'er Shem, in tomorrow's daf.